A University of Idaho weed scientist is concerned about the rapid spread of two new weeds in the state with resistance to common herbicides. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. It's been less than 2 years since University of Idaho Extension weed scientist Albert Agiswar's fears were realized in a pair of problematic pigweeds. Palmer amaranth and water hemp were first found in Idaho. Yet it's already clear to Agiswar that the weeds have established a firm foothold throughout the Magic and Treasure Valleys. He acknowledges the window to eradicate the two invaders has closed, and his focus must shift towards educating farmers about how to manage them. And managing Palmer amaranth and water hemp is no easy task. The weeds tower over crop canopies. Palmer amaranth can grow more than 10 feet tall, and both species have developed broad resistance to common herbicides, making them extremely tough for growers to kill. As an example, in potatoes, a density of one Palmer amaranth plant per 3 feet of crop row can cause yield losses of about 50%. And if the weeds are too rampant in a field to be hand-pulled, Agiswar advises mowing them before applying mixtures of herbicides. And Agiswar says even if they are not resistant to most of the herbicides that we use, it will not take long for them to develop resistance in the state because we apply the same herbicides every year. If your fields are infected, contact University of Idaho. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.